Blog Talk Radio.
It's bow time!
Guys, this is Those Guys with your host, Matt Marrero, along with...
So Tishra, I was laughing at our NXT recap theme because we've both been doing Bo's voice so much, it almost sounds like we said that.
Yeah,
everybody
it's great,
loves
isn't it?
Me, but we're
it's
the opposite.
Time.
Why do people love us?
Yeah. Oh, no one loves us, but this is our first NXT recap that we're doing.
Are we like
6-0? Hence the title. No, I thought we were 5-0. Or were we six? Are we 6-0 now? And I forgot.
We could be 5. We could be 5.
Actually, no. I think no. Angie tried to break the streak.
Angie awarded us the 5th win.
That's what I thought. Okay, so we're 5-0. There's a streak going on. If anyone isn't aware of that, basically people are calling in to say that they enjoy us. However, I'm looking to break the streak. So if you want to call in and either break the streak or continue it to my displeasure, please call in at 718-664-9468. Now remember, the number is 718-664-9468. Also, to talk about NXT or something, right? That's what we're doing tonight.
Yeah, and I love NXT, so this is going to be fun for me.
This is one of my first NXTs because, as I've talked about before, I don't like being spoiled, so I don't want to spoil myself for, you know, the main roster.
But how did you resist Adam Rose?
Yes, actually, that's one of the reasons why I jumped into NXT this week. Also, I forgot that they do the tapings in brackets, so I assume Paige would be on there with the title.
Yeah, for those of you who don't really know, they basically tape NXT in, like, 4-section blocks, so they can basically have 4 shows of NXT, since they're an hour long, set up in one set taping. And this can be a problem for the obvious reasons. I mean, they tape 4 shows at once. It's kind of hard to do the story build and all that stuff. At the same time, they're basically very set in their ideas. So they can basically film somebody's entire feud in one day.
Which is, okay, the feud is great. It does do great build because, you know, the stories can begin and end. However, it is a big issue because of the fact that, you know, there needs to be better communication with WWE and these guys because, I mean, you already have these promos that are building up Bo Dallas, you know, and Adam Rose to move over to the main roster, and yet I have not seen one glimpse of that, other than the fact that, yes, they did win, so look strong. But I assume if anyone saw NXT tonight, there was a great Bo promo where he was trying to start a move, like a yes-type movement, and it did not work at all. And it was great, right? It was the most fun thing in the world. Him just standing there going, "Why do none of you love me?" And they're all screaming, "No more Bo!"
They actually turned their backs to him, which was pretty brutal.
There was a Bautista chant going.
Yeah. But do you
want
to hold that in order, or do you want to just hit on NXT things? Cause...
We can hit on it in order. I just wanted to bring it up, if only because I thought that was going to lead us into someone either saying, okay, you're done, or JBL, being the heel that he is, says, you're going to get out of this place, but I have a place for you on the roster.
No, I mean, they're not ready to push him up just yet. I think maybe, because this is technically the second in the 4-week block, I think. So you have to wait for another 2 weeks before you see on screen the push up of Adam Rose and Bo Dallas.
Okay, that would make sense. Yes.
Yeah. But,
go ahead. But I would have to say though that I still think there needs to be a better kind of communication, or at least it feels as if Paige was just given the title. Not that that's an issue, right? But
yeah,
it's
I was gonna
just,
say don't
the title
talk
now.
Paige.
No. But she has the title, so you would think that the champion would appear on NXT. And again, I know they're filmed in brackets, but still, you could have filmed something had you been informed. So, you know, I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know if we're going to see her maybe next week because that's the week that she, you know, that's the block that she was filmed in or something. But it is a bit, you know, upsetting, which is it's such a huge upset, and that is one of the reasons why I watched. I love Adam Rose. I love Bo Dallas, you know, but I wanted to see what was going to happen.
Yeah, I can understand that. But you know what? I mean, I assume you'll get your payoff. See, here's the thing. I wonder if we'll get that payoff next week or something. Because maybe there was a good communication, and they did it. They just didn't do it immediately. You know what I mean? Where they figured, okay, third show, we're going to have Paige come in and do a little thing where, you know. So, or it could have been on the fly thing, and we can criticize WWE. But we'll see as the weeks go on, because, you know, NXT is something I'm going to watch regularly.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you do. So, but yes.
And I hope you'll watch with me, you know, more often. Because it's not the greatest thing in the world, but it's definitely fun for me. You can see why, I think.
I find it wonderful. I just think it needs its time extended, and that's one of the reasons why I wouldn't watch, because I don't enjoy watching, you know, a couple of five-minute matches and then seeing the main event where, honestly, I would like to see more of Adam Rose. I would like to see more of Mojo Rawley. I would love to see more of Bayley.
Yeah, no, Bayley's wonderful. I mean, I've mentioned her before, and I think it was funny the way you described it on the phone, basically saying that Bayley is pretty damn good, so is Sasha Banks, in the sense that you said it would be like a two-star, three-star guys match, but it's a five-star women's match. And
which is upsetting because and we say this to anyone listening and is a bit confused, it is the WWE's treatment of the divas that we bring up.
Right, we're not saying that women are incapable of putting on a good match. You hear me fawn over Paige.
Yeah.
Right, you hear me fawn over Paige all the time because she can put on that kind of match, especially with Emma. So
yes, and we don't fawn enough about Emma.
Right, and Emma's still wonderful in her own. The only thing that we don't talk about Emma because is just WWE is kind of ruining her little Emma-ness. They haven't let her loose yet, but I'm going to give them some leeway because I want to see what they do in terms of, is this their way of initiating her, and then she kind of breaks from Santino and then does her thing? Because then I wouldn't be that mad.
I guess it's just like, the issue is that, you know, when you promote NXT so much and you're trying to say, like, oh, it's on the network, that means that you should assume that people are watching, and you should also possibly watch it yourself. Because I don't think that some of these guys who call up, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, I don't think that these guys that call these men and women up know why they're so popular, which is why I'm extremely nervous about Bo and Adam, because I'm just so worried that they may make Bo either completely face or completely heel.
See,
and
I'm not
understand.
That worried, because they gave vignettes that basically kept their characters the same.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
But the thing
like,
is, yes, but
go ahead.
There's different people writing the vignettes, though, I feel, or at least in execution. It might turn into, oh, no, but because there are a lot of people behind, you know, these guys.
I know, but I think you're worrying too much here because, look, you're right in terms of, but they historically are really bad with diva treatment, you know?
Fair enough.
You look at Adam Rose, they gave us a full 100% Adam Rose promo, but watching NXT tonight, you saw exactly that character on the Raw vignette on Monday, you know?
True. So
I
should only be worried about
really hard to fuck that up, I think.
So I should only be worried about Emma and Paige then, but Bo and
I would
and Adam,
definitely be worried about the women's treatment.
Right.
But I think, I mean, Bo got his impossible Bo Leave segment. I mean, that was all Bo. Adam Rose got his, that's my current ex-girlfriend, and this is my future ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
So
I'm just, what I hope though is that I hope though, because again, the promos are great, but I'm hoping an execution. They realize, okay, so, you know, Adam Rhodes. Wouldn't that be a great tag team? Goldust leaves, Cody and Adam Rhodes. But seriously, though, it would just be nice if, you know, in execution, it's just like, okay, so, you know, this guy, I mean, I don't know, just there's so many things that could happen down the road, not even in, like, a gimmick change. I mean, like, just, you know, in introducing them where it's just, oh, no, but you need to do this move this way, or you need to change it this way, and just, you know, and not keeping them true to who they are. I don't know. I'm hoping also the fans take them the right way, because obviously there are a lot of people who haven't seen NXT. So I'm hoping
But I will say, Adam Rose is just one of the most likable people on the planet.
Yeah. I want him to get gold already. Like, not anything major. Nothing major. You know, like the Intercontinental or the World Heavyweight title. Nothing big, you know.
Those of you out there who do know Adam Rose, I mean, you're aware of the fact that he's 34, basically turning 35, and I was just discussing this with Matt, where he doesn't have that many years left, So we know what kind of role he's going to be used in. He's going to be a mid-carder. He's going to be this kind of comedy guy. And you were arguing with me, or rather, I mean, I agreed with what you were saying, basically, that he may be a more over or more talented than Santino.
Well, not more talented in the sense that, you know, Santino knows a lot, but in what they give him, sadly, Santino, they better give Adam Rose more. Because I would be very upset, because the reason why I want some gold on Adam, because the thing is, when I say gold, I mean, even if it's just the U.S. title. Because the thing about the U.S. title is, because of his fake British accent, because of how he is, he can just, you know, make some jokes about, you know, it's a British invasion, you know, and just have, like, you know, party time to the ring and everything. I mean, heck, I would love for him to be paired up with Emma.
I mean, why not? I think he's going to be fun. And even Santino got Intercontinental and U.S. title belt runs, you know?
Yeah.
So I think he's going to eventually get there. And I just hope they give it some kind of storyline, if only because, you know, we appreciate the campy stuff on wrestling. We know what we're getting. We take it at face value. Adam Rose is a fun guy. And, of course, we talked about him this much now. He led off NXT this week in a match.
Yeah.
And, I mean, first things first, God, I love his entrance.
Oh, yeah.
And for those of you who haven't seen his entrance, he runs to the ring with a crowd of groupies that were partying with him, gets up on the apron, trust falls, the groupies catch him, and then walk him over while holding him. They bring him over to another side of the ring where he enters.
Mind you, the groupies are in all different states of either undress, some of them are dressed up as rabbits. Some of them were in those kind of like wacky inflatable
suits. We had the rabbit, the Oompa Loompa, a couple women.
Okay. Yeah, oh, they were Oompa Loompas.
I think so, or grapes.
Okay. No, because the announce team said, I think we saw an Oompa Loompa, but it looked like they were in those like wacky, you know, like fat suits. You know, ones that were used to like sumo wrestling.
At the end of the day, you want to see Adam Rose's entrance if you haven't already, because it's fun. And it's combined with the fact that he has one of the most addictively catchy theme songs. And then the crowd, which you heard, catches along with this.
Either chants along with it or after it's done, we'll chant it at him.
Which was great, right?
Oh, in the beginning of the match, for the first minute, there was no fighting. That was awesome chant had broken out, and all Adam Rose was doing was pointing to them to scream it louder. While his opponent stood there, Danny Burch, who is actually meant to be a British kind of like footballer, you know, the kind of guy who would play rugby and would kick your ass. It's great, though, because he's saying, like, you know, like, I want to fight, like, come on. And all Adam Rose is doing is just pointing at the crowd, and they're just screaming, that was awesome. So I hope, that's why I really want this guy to either get, like, you know, like, also, to also get a faction. I think it would be amazing to have a face party, just good time faction of random guys on the main
roster. Well, why not? You can give him people in feud with 3MB.
Well, that would hopefully be the start. Hopefully that would be the start. It would end up being, like, even though it sounds not any better, a feud with, like, Ryback and someone.
No, but here's the problem, Matt. If you start with Adam Rose, the party never stops, baby.
Okay, Michael.
You got to be careful when you start with Adam Rose, because, you know.
That's why. That's the thing. See, that's why I wanted to actually. Everyone's going to yell at me for this. I wanted to get a WWE title shot. Not win, by any means. But, and I understand why he would never win. But I wanted to get the shot because I just. I really want, like, there was someone, you can tell me who there was an interview and he got on and he said, oh, you know, screw Adam Rose because he's very, you know, he's very solemn. Where Adam Rose is a party guy. I remember you saw the interview?
Was that
Promo.
Oh, God, I think that, Camacho? Was that Camacho?
Yes, Camacho. How did I forget that? Yes, it was
Camacho. Was so angry. He was like, I had to fight to survive every day. Adam Rose is just a party guy. It's like,
well,
dude, you're taking it too seriously, man. You just got a party.
No, but I do like that, though, because it's like, no, because that is a valid point. Like, there are people who fight and claw to get there, and Adam Rose is like, da, 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 da. But the point is I want that to be on the main roster where it's just like, where, you know, John Cena's like, you know, like, I'm a soldier, and it's like, soldier, but just party on, baby. Da, da, da. And they're just dancing around the ring, and John Cena's in there, just confused.
I think it'd be really funny where even if he doesn't get the feud, just to do something like that, where you've got someone out there really serious, you know.
Yeah.
I just like John Cena being serious or something. And I'm just like, gotta, you know, relax, take a chill pill, you know, party with us a little. And it's like, what are you doing, Adam?
You know what would be, okay, so currently,
have to
I'm
do
not
it against
comparing,
like a heel, though, not even John Cena,
I'm not,
a heel, someone who would try
I'm
to
not
kill
comparing,
him.
I'm not comparing anyone to anything here, so no one get mad at me, but you know how John Cena elevated Bray Wyatt to this main event level status, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need Bray Wyatt to elevate Adam Rose. So while the Wyatt family is in the ring, it needs to be party time.
None of that would make any sense at all.
And that's why, but it would get ratings, and that's why that they need to hire me as
none
a, as
of
a
that would make any
consultant.
Sense.
No,
you party too
is,
much.
No,
good catch, man.
No,
you want to party with me?
No, if you create, no, that, I think that's what's actually the best, because John Cena tried to refute everything that Bray Wyatt said, where Adam Rose would just be like, so, do you want to fight or something? And Bray would just be like, I'm going to destroy everything you are.
Yeah. I don't know how much we're discussing
stop.
About Adam Rose, who's probably just going to end up being a mid-carder, but he'll be good at what he does, because he's a lovable guy.
No,
and
he only will.
Of,
he
I
only
know,
will.
In-ring skill. He's an excellent striker, but as I pointed out to you, Matt, I mean, one actual hold slash move in the entire match. Good
yes,
spine buster,
which,
but that was it.
Right. Yes.
And
which,
part of that is a product of what you said, NXT being short.
Yes, and as I mentioned, though, thanks. A good thing, though, is that he's so theatrical that it can cover it up, because I didn't even think about that myself, because, yes, he looked very powerful in the match. And whenever he was like, you know, it's like, what are you doing? We want to fight. And he's on the ropes pretending to, like, put his legs out. And it's like, you know,
that
like, you're an
fun,
idiot.
That was fun, by the way. He was
then he
swinging
kicks him
between
in the, face.
The second ropes.
Yes.
And then Danny walked over to try and hit him, he just kicked him upside the face. He's like, yeah.
And that is what I think is amazing. Just to, you know, to be able to do something like that. And it makes you not, it makes you think about it. Because, again, he can be the funny guy, but not in a, because sadly, as much as I as love Santino, he does have skill outside the ring. You know, when you put him in a WWE ring with what they're telling him to do, he's the kind of character where when he gets a win, you're very confused.
Right.
And that's an issue.
And it's also very
so
troubling to give him a win, because Santino doesn't have, as much as, yeah, we mentioned, he can actually fight outside of WWE.
Yeah.
In WWE lore, this is not a strongly built guy. This is not someone who's supposed to be threatening. So Santino's wins are supposed to be either funny or flukes, not dominant. Where you've got Rose, who throws some pretty great punches and is pretty skilled in ring. So, you know, and if you want to look up his past work, you can look up Leo Kruger. He's a South African wrestler. And you see this guy can work. So you're right in the sense, definitely, that he could come off as a guy who could win. And it would make sense.
And that's why, and that's what I hope that they go with. Because, again, I know I sound like a broken record at this point. It's only like 20 minutes in, and I'm keep on talking about this. But I'm really damn sure that they just look at maybe like just a picture of how the character looks, and then a small summary. Adam Rose picture. He is a partier. Great.
But this
he'll be
so
the guy
easy,
that always
though,
loses.
Because it's like Russell Brand. Oh, we get it. And they can't mess that up. They can't mess it up. And I do like, though, do you remember when I think I mentioned Adam Rose to you a couple weeks ago, and I was like, yeah, he's Russell Brand. And then you actually saw him. And you're just like, dude.
I've been compared to Russell Brand, and I look at him and go, that's more Russell Brand than me.
No, I think you look more like Russell Brand, but
he's
just got the character.
Oh, definitely.
Not saying you don't have the character, it's just you're a real person living your life. Like, he's a TV character, so he's actively trying to be Russell Brand, and he's pretty good.
And it works out very well.
And it's fun.
But,
can't be.
Yes. Oh, and the reason why I brought up the fact that, you know, NXT is so short, we had four matches tonight. The longest was, you know, Bo defeats Justin, and the other ones were pretty, like, you know, five-minute matches here and there.
Oh,
to
yeah,
Mojo
got, like, what, a 50-second match?
Yeah, and it was terrible because, you know, it ends up making Lesnar look really bad, even though, well, he's not supposed to be, like, the best thing in the world, I assume. He's still French, and I don't remember a lot of French guys. The last time I remember French people in WWE, La Resistance. Now, I'm sure there's been some since then.
But
that's
real quick,
the last time.
Call-in number, of course. Call-in number, real course. In case, I want to throw the call-in number out there again, in case anybody wants to talk to us about Adam Rose, because apparently that's the entire show. Adam Rose.
Yeah, the Adam, it's the Adam Rose Show, baby. Da,
yeah, da, 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 da,
718-664-9468.
Yeah, 718-664-9468. But that's the problem. When you start, it never stops. It just doesn't stop.
Are you trying to say? Are you trying to say that you don't get hyped, you stay hyped? You don't get parties, you stay parties.
They would make a fun tag team. But
I
they would be
Adam
like
Rose,
the equivalent of
Adam
Los
Rose
Matadores.
Is anyone. What?
They would be the equivalent of like Los Matadores, where they're just a fun little, you know.
But yeah, that's true. But honestly, I think they would. I think Adam Rose and anyone would make the best tag team ever. I think it's one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you just pay for him
like,
to be with anyone?
What?
Wouldn't you just pay for him to be with anyone? Like Adam Rose and Kane, Adam Rose and John Cena. Adam Rose and just anyone, I would be like, get him on that immediately.
And I hate that. I know that wrestling names are always supposed to be a certain way, but I actually really like the name Adam Rose. It rolls off my tongue.
That, and it's great for merchandise. Usually I get pissy with merchandise, but it's great for merchandise. Adam, and then there's a rose behind it. I buy that shirt.
Yeah, and you saw it, right? You saw his logo when...
Yeah.
It looked like an Ed Hardy shirt, honestly, his logo. Something off an Ed Hardy shirt.
Which is even... better when you think about
it. I am young enough and hip enough, obviously, that I could buy that. And no, Jerry Lawler's going to buy it first, isn't he?
Jerry Lawler buys it before you. You are currently copying Jerry Lawler.
And I can't wear the shirt anymore.
Because Jerry Lawler wore it on TV first. Can you wear the exact same shirt you had in your closet once?
He did once. I think we've mentioned this before, but it definitely bears mentioning again. Why does Jerry Lawler have a shirt that I have? And I know the counter question is, well, Satish, why do you have a shirt that Jerry Lawler has? Well, random
person. But it wasn't a Memphis shirt.
Because Jerry Lawler is an idiot. Hall of Famer.
Well, come on. Hall of Fame, great guy.
No, it's not that. I mean, he's got some allegations around his character. I don't know if I want to call him a great guy.
Yeah, you know, allegations. You heard the word. You said the word. The only thing he's been proven guilty of is partying.
I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to kill me too.
I thought you were going to segue from that into the John Cena joke.
That's exactly what John Cena said.
Yeah, just like to Bray Wyatt.
No.
And then he actually killed him. Bray's buried. No, he's not. But...
John Cena and Triple H never kill anyone. They just bury them alive. So we have Adam Rose, who defeats Danny Burch.
Right,
and then we have,
coming out of it.
Yeah. Then we have Bayley versus Sasha Banks, which, again, as we mentioned before quickly, literally like a 5-star diva match, 2-star male match. And I bring this up because...
No, definitely not. Okay, to be fair, not a 5-star match because it was short because of NXT time constraints.
Right. But that's why I said 5-star
good
diva.
Good Divas match, right?
Yeah.
Good definitely
because
good Divas match.
This is the thing. I say 5-star Divas match because there was not one single botch. And sadly, there are a decent amount of botches in one longer match on a main card.
Yeah, well, credit the trainers down in NXT because they teach the women wrestlers really well.
Very well.
Because, I mean, you look at Paige and Emma, and then you're going to see Bayley and Sasha Banks. They can hold their own to the point where the division is at least respectable, and we'd love to see that. Because it kind of hurts us to make the jokes when we say it's a piss break or something, because we don't want it to be a piss break. We grew up on Trish Stratus and Lita.
Yeah, the both of us, we make a lot of jokes about the Divas division, but sadly, it isn't our fault. Because it's not as if we were making jokes when it was good. No, when it was good, we were right there with them. So we don't make jokes about the Divas division. WWE makes jokes about the Divas division. When you hire guys, or gals, rather, like let's look at Eva Marie, right? Doesn't seem like a bad person from what I've seen on Total Divas with my lady. Doesn't seem like a bad person. But she literally just got brought in. She did not work her way to the top. I don't know how she got there. Maybe because, she knew someone or because, friend of a friend or because she looks very good. However, she did not, like, wrestle in the indies or something to get there.
I think it was because we needed a redhead.
No, she's blonde.
Well, redhead now.
No, but you didn't see Total Divas. And I know it's weird to bring in some knowledge, but I can. She was blonde, or she is blonde, right? And what happened was they looked at her and said, sorry, Natty's blonde. So can you, like, dye your hair?
See? So what do they need? A non-blonde? A redhead?
No. I think they were going to dye it black, or they were going to do something with it. Or maybe, like, a red streak, something that wasn't, like, I don't think it was red at all, actually. And all of a sudden she went, you know what? I'm going full red. And she could have lost her job.
Well, kudos to Eva Marie for being around so people have someone to hate.
Yeah, and so she got her head fully dyed red, right? And then she came in, and then the head of, you know, creation or whatever it is, the head of the, you know, PR, whatever, that comes down and, you know, talks to the female talent. She's like, do you like it? And she's like, honestly, I do, but never do something like this again. And that's basically how that turned out. So she could have easily been fired, and then she would have only been in, like, 3 episodes of Total Divas. But they kept it, you know, and it helped her stand out. Well, yeah, and it helped her stand out. So, fair enough for her. The issue is, though, that, of course,
you've
got to
do anything. You've got to do anything to make it.
Yeah, the issue is that she also needs to do that whole wrestling thing to make it. And she's been unable to do that. And it's
Wait, no, when in the last few years have the women had to wrestle to make it? Did I miss something?
Well, there's Natty. And then there's AJ.
No, I see, because obviously, yeah, Natty's decent.
No,
Caitlin was decent.
I may find a third somewhere. But, yeah, that's an issue. But at least look at the Bellas, right? I think you even made this comment, and I agreed with you. They were terrible. Now they're less than that. And that's good for them.
You mean better than that?
Terrible is what I meant. They're less terrible.
Yeah, because in my head I was like...
They're worse.
They're not that, no. But yeah,
no,
honestly, they need to do anything it takes to make it, these divas. They won't quit until the war is won. Their will is stronger, and they will try to break it. They will be the one.
What's sad is that actually explains the divas division very well, because people forget. People think, oh, well, you know, they just look good. Like, they don't have to do anything, like, you know, whatever. But, and even though it is a Total Divas thing that I heard, you know, I heard it from Total Divas, but it makes sense. Look at every single card of anything, be it WrestleMania, be it, you know, any pay-per-view, be it, you know, a TV episode. There's only, like, one slot for divas. Sometimes on pay-per-views, we've seen pay-per-views as of this year, from 2013, even bleeding into 2014, that
without
have not had any divas match on it. A pay-per-view.
Yeah, and that better change. That honestly better change. Because now that we've got a lot more, I mean, honestly, it was shit in terms of, it was a shit idea before. But now, when you've got more talent there too, it's going to become increasingly hard to not put a women's match on the card. And seriously, what idiot back there sits and thinks, let's not put a women's match on the card?
Oh, wait, I think I hear, do I hear brand split? Do I hear that in the difference? I think I hear brand split.
No, you hear sexism.
Well, that too. But I hear brand split, if only because you can have, back in the day, I remember, I always reference SmackDown vs. Raw 2006, but I love that game, and it's the first one that had GM mode. And it was always, pick Raw or SmackDown, and you'll have a specific amount of divas on both shows, and some are only
and
ballet
then you
couples.
Can put them in bra and panties matches. I guess it's good that we've improved from there. Wait, no, it was Fulfill Your Fantasy in 06, right?
Yeah, 2005.
It's okay, no,
Braun
we've improved. Panties. We've improved from the bra and panty button mashing meter.
That's what's funny, is where it's like, we've gotten a lot better because it isn't blatant, but it's still there, which is what's very upsetting. Because it's like, we try to, which is true, by the way, because it's almost says, oh yeah, WWE is really sexist. Actually, we've gotten better, but
there's
still
some
fair
things
point.
That really piss me off, like not so subtle, not having women's matches on the card, but some of the movesets that they teach these women, and you can vouch for this, are pretty crappy in terms of they're obviously over-sexualized offense.
Yes.
And it's like, you don't need to do that. I mean, you've got someone like AJ who's extremely successful using a relatively serious submission move. You know, and then if you haven't seen Paige put somebody in a Scorpion crosslock, you should watch Paige put somebody in a Scorpion crosslock. That's all I have to say.
And what's very upsetting, too, is, and we heard it straight from Jericho's mouth, by the way, apparently the reason why they make some of the women wrestle, you know, less than the, you know, than their ability is because some of the men feel intimidated. And they
well,
and so not what?
Well, let them. Make them work harder.
Yeah, I know. I wish, you know, and it's terrible because I would be extremely upset if Paige's moveset is watered down now because, you know, I saw her in NXT and she was very tough and very powerful and, you know, like, you look at her, let's say, versus Tamina, and honestly, I could see her kicking Tamina's ass.
Hmm.
And
on the topic of
that,
strong women, by the way,
yes.
Our friend Angie's calling in again. So
that was a lovely segue, so please, put her on.
Yeah, so really, on the topic of strong women, here she is. Angie, how you doing?
Did I hear divas? I heard divas.
Yeah,
yes,
we just got going
divas.
Off on the divas division recently. I assume that's what got you to call in.
Pretty much. Like, I was listening to you talk about Mr. Party Man, and then I heard divas, and I have to latch onto it. I have to.
So, did you, I had forgotten to ask you, did you see WrestleMania or no?
Yes, I did. Oh my God, don't even get me started on that diva segment. It lasted like 5 minutes. I was so angry.
7, actually. I think 8 on a good day, but I think it was 7:49.
What the hell? That's bullshit.
Well, yeah. See, I don't know if you actually heard us complain about it, but we were talking about because we were talking about how it's just, if anyone didn't hear us on the day of, first off, go into the archives. Second, we were talking about how it was so short, and not even just was it short, but they were incapacated very easily. So in other words, like punch in the face. Well, she had down for the count.
Yeah, that was really dumb. Like, what? I expected it to last longer because how do you decide to go into wrestling and get knocked out by a weak punch? How does that happen?
Exactly.
Yeah, logically,
you know?
It doesn't make sense. And then the whole match itself was pretty crappy, though. I mean, not the quality of the match, but the idea for
it was kind of sad. It was kind of sad.
Battle Royale.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. I was like, oh my God, Divas in a Battle Royale. I have not seen this. Like, honestly, I've never seen one, and it was pretty cool. And then I started to watch them fight, and I'm just like, that's it? Is this how it's going?
I'm happy that you thought that, because Tish and I, we're sitting on the train going, well, this is going to crash. You know, we're going to see a train wreck here. Because, sadly, when it was announced, they didn't tell us what kind of match it was going to be. Then when we finally learned, it was actually a one-fall, meaning that, as I'm sure you saw, one diva had to be pinned. Now, it would have been cool if they had more time where it's like everyone gang up on AJ and then, you know, incapacitate. But it just turned into a thing where it's like, all right, I have to be the one on the ground at this specific time. So when I get hit, I'm going to be down and I'm never going to get up. And it was just, you know, and it became an issue where I know 15 falls, or 13 falls, because, you know, 14 people, it would take a while. But I would have actually enjoyed that more, where it's just like, make everyone tap in really cool, crazy ways.
Exactly. Like, it was kind of sad because I was watching it with my cousin, and I was expressing my excitement towards the match, and he's like, yeah, don't get your hopes up too much, because this is actually kind of like a bathroom break for everyone.
Oh my God, I love your cousin. We got to get him as a caller. We got to get him on the show.
And I,
your cousin,
maybe,
your cousin
yeah.
Knows your, shit. Your cousin
but,
knows
He does. No, he does. Like, he's getting back into wrestling now. And
it's a good time.
And luckily, he invited me to see WrestleMania for free. But,
nice.
But yeah, like, I was really disappointed. Like, the look in my eyes, he saw my face, and he just started laughing because
well,
he's
if
like...
if it makes me feel better, I'll show you a match of Paige and Emma from NXT, and you'll enjoy that.
Yes, I will, most likely.
Yes, do you? Yeah, my question is, does your cousin have the WWE Network?
I was thinking the same thing, dude.
Does he or no?
No.
How did you see the pay-per-view? Did he just order the pay-per-view for like $60?
it's called internet.
Well, no, because, well, no, I know that. I'm just saying that, no, because there's three options. Like, there is either order the pay-per-view, get the WWE Network, which is actually really cheap, and if he's getting back into wrestling, you should coax him into getting it. Or the internet, but it's getting harder because everyone cares for WrestleMania to stream WrestleMania for free, but no one's going to care about any of the other pay-per-views because they're on the network.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah.
We were able to see it for free on the internet, but you make a good point. I should coax him into getting the network.
Yeah.
Order calling in here.
Order, yes. Because I don't know if Patricia told you about the network at all, but actually it's only $10 a month.
Yeah,
and you
I
get
heard of
all
that. No, seriously, like they were saying, oh, you know, WWE Network for like $9.95, and I'm like, what?
Yes, to anyone who
all
has
that
the network,
stuff
yes.
for $10, what?
To anyone, yes, because if there's anyone listening right now, I'm not even going to make a geo joke, I'm being serious. If there's anyone listening right now who has not bought the network yet, and I'm going to tell you, Angie, in case you don't know the whole, like, everything, $10 a month to get every single pay-per-view that pops up, it's live, right? So you could have seen WrestleMania live for that $10. If for some reason your internet goes out, because, yes, you're basically, you know, buffering it as it goes. Your internet
yes.
goes out, you're like, fuck. When the pay-per-view is over, immediately when it's over, 5 minutes later, it's uploaded in a Netflix-type fashion. So it's not just live television. You have, via a type of Netflix service, old-school Raws, all the pay-per-views ever made for WWE, WWF, WCW, and ECW.
Oh, you are seriously giving me a wrestling boner right now. Seriously.
I'm hoping everyone else also has boners right now.
That's really funny because it sounds
offensive.
Like we cut like a really corporate promo where it's like, yeah, it's the best thing. This is what like they're paying us to say it, but obviously they're not. I mean, we
please
really feel this way about
it.
The network.
I need some money. I need some money. Please pay me to say it, guys. But no, the reason why the thing is okay. You can think whatever you want about WWE as a company, and I'll probably agree. However, this network is just a really good idea. So please don't punish them.
Oh, yeah.
By not enjoying what you want to
no,
enjoy.
No, it was sad. I was kind of annoyed because I found all of this out after I saw WrestleMania, and I'm like, really, really, you want to pay $50 for your PlayStation Network, but you don't want to pay $10 for the damn WWE Network.
No,
what
it's
is
true.
This?
It's true. Well, the thing is, though, is that I will admit people were nervous because they didn't know if it was going to be a very bad stream because in the beginning there were a lot of issues with streaming because you know there were a lot of people trying to get on. And there were even some people from the UK who made legitimate accounts, but they didn't do the UK release yet. So
yeah.
In other words, they were paying for it, but technically they were being illegal and sneaking across the borders. I don't know if you're saying that, Colter. Sneaking across our borders. Because they were. But they still paid for it. So it's not like they were getting it illegally, but they were causing some server issues. But now the server issues are gone. I didn't even have to tell you. They have old school Raws. So if you're thinking, like, oh, I want to see, like, Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart, like, you know, like those, like, 1991, they have
oof, good days.
They're uploading
days.
Them.
Oh, my God. I would watch that so hard. Oh.
Yeah, honestly, get the network for $10 a month and a six-month commitment. God damn, I sound like I'm cutting a promo. I don't mean to. But also, you can see NXT on there, which has those guys like Adam Rose and Bo Dallas, you know, who are just really fun and interesting. And the cool thing about NXT, by the way.
What is this, like
calling.
The new generation going on? Because
yes.
I'm,
yes.
Damn, that's pretty cool.
Since you called in, right, NXT, for anyone who actually doesn't know what NXT is, because it can happen, they've always had these, you know, divisions, like the Florida division, where they've never been on air, where they've just done it, you know, where they just had people wrestle there just to, you know, and cut promos in front of an audience, so that they can be prepared to come on live television. What they've done with NXT is they've made people write stories for them. They've put it on the internet or, you know, like in ways that you can look at it and, you know, go to the events to really get them prepared. But now with the WWE Network, it's on the network. So it's like So 1 hour a week, Thursday nights at 9, you can just jump in and just watch it live.
Damn.
I want to, like, make clear, they're really not being paid to say this. Because just sitting and listening to them, I know what it sounds like, listener. I know that it sounds like there's a gun to their head, and it's like, tell them about the WWE Network and make it fucking good. And I know that's how it sounds. But
you know what?
Really,
you know what? Don't
we're
worry.
Really
okay,
small
you know
podcast.
I'll
we're
make,
not
no,
being
I'll make,
say that.
No. I'll make everyone feel better. The WWE ran out CM Punk. Their decision to make Batista come onto the roster was a terrible one. He's no Jericho or Rey Mysterio. He can't work for shit, and he's getting better, but it's an issue when you can say he's getting better.
Batista surprised me. I thought he was too busy, like, working on his movie career. Like,
well, no. Look at The Rock. Look at The Rock. You do a movie
or
three.
Sweet, man.
But no, the thing is, you do a movie or three, and then you come back to promote said movie, and that's what Batista's doing. We talked about this.
Oh,
Guardians
shit.
Of the Galaxy is coming out in August.
Yes.
So he's here to promote that. What?
Closer than we think. Time is
Marvel.
Yeah, and it's gonna be a great movie, by the way. But
yes.
At the same time, though, Batista did not need to come back to promote it at all, or at least be. No, he could have came back. Perfect. All right. To come back and be in the WWE Championship run? Nope, you're done. Get off my screen. So I'll make all the listeners feel better. I have a lot of problems with the company, but again, don't deny yourself, you know, like happiness. Because if you get the network and you're a WCW fan, they'll take note that you're only watching WCW. You know, they won't skew you and be like, people bought the network for Batista. Like, no. I'm watching WCW. You know, it'll show that, you know, that's what you're watching. But,
that's pretty sweet. Yeah, I'm gonna tempt my cousin into doing that. He probably, if he can squeeze out $50 to pay that damn PSN network, then
yeah, he can squeeze out $10 more. You know,
exactly mad shows.
So we're going to let you go, and we're only going to let you go so that you can talk to your cousin immediately. But,
all right.
Introduce him to us, let him talk to us, because we're always looking for new people to call in, talk with us about wrestling.
Sure,
no
problem. And everyone else should, like, totally check out my show. I have done 2 episodes already. They're in the archives, and my show is College Crew. And
yes,
my host name, Midori Neko, yes.
You should listen to her show. She
mm-hmm.
does not
definitely.
Trying to kill me. I love her show. I
yeah,
love
right.
it.
That's
no,
right.
definitely
that
listen
is.
To her show. I'm very happy that you have one yourself. And, I mean, definitely listen to it. It sounds like a really nice, cute show, and I want to listen to it as well. You have 2 in the archives, yes?
Yes, I do. It's about
Good.
Queer people.
Good.
So, yeah,
I will make sure to listen to those. And also, how do you think we do? How do you think, 6-0, or what do you think?
I think you guys are doing pretty well. You kind of swerved me when you started talking about the network. So
actually, you know what? I'll take this one, and I won't even be angry about it. We're 6-0, everybody. And good night, Angie.
Good night, guys. Bye.
Why do you even bother asking? I want to see how far we can get. Like, I want to see if we go on a full Goldberg streak with this. I was only shooting for Undertaker, but now I'm wondering if one day we'll be at Goldberg level.
I mean,
where it's just something insane. Where it's like, well, what did Goldberg have? Like 300 wins?
I don't even. I think Tatanka had a ridiculous thing like that too, actually.
You know, Fabulous Moolah sort of has something like that where. I believe it was Fabulous Moolah with her Divas, oh God, I hate myself, I hate this, I hate the WWE, with the women's title, where technically they have her for like a couple year streak, because she did lose it, but it was like in weird ways, so they kind of didn't count it, and it's kind of been waived from history, so technically she has the reign for 7 years. Or something
wow.
along those lines. Yeah, it's something like that. I definitely have to look into it again, but it was very interesting to see because it was just like, well, technically she lost it several times, but they kind of waived it because of the time period.
We still got like 15 minutes. Let's hit on some other points in NXT.
Yeah, right?
So
NXT
what
is on the network. Purchase the network. No. Mojo Rawley is great. I love Mojo because the thing is, you know, some people will be a character, right? So some people will be like, oh, no, I am this character. But Mojo Rawley isn't this character. He's so good. He's just that guy where it's just amazing to see him run around and, you know, and hug kids and, you know, like mess with them and stuff because it's making their lives. And it makes me so happy to see him just run around the ring, like adjust the kids' glasses.
I mean, I want to see more from him, though. Because, I mean, we saw a 50-second squash match, and I know I'm going to like him because he brings energy. And I think I mentioned on the other podcast, energy is always good. You know, we find ourselves gravitating to those with energy, and that's awesome.
Yes.
But
I got to see more from him.
I want to see an extended match.
The thing is, we saw him on NXT Arrival. I think just, you know, again, as I mentioned earlier, it's the idea of make this 2 hours. Because you make this 2 hours, we can still have maybe another match, but still, these matches would have been extended. Because even Bayley versus Sasha Banks was very short.
I'm not disappointed with him. I just kind of want to see more before I'm 100% on the train. I like him a lot. I do think he'll be fine.
I think he's very marketable. And it's silly that sounds coming from completely.
But
yeah,
also,
coming from me, you know, who wants, though.
You saw NXT with me tonight. Did you hear how lifeless the announcing team sounded? And up next, you can get hyped and stay hyped with Mojo Rawley.
I have a question,
you know,
though.
JR in a little bit.
No, but here's the thing. Was that the heel announcer talking?
No.
Because I'm not
familiar. But even if it's the heel announcer, right? A, why would you have the heel announcer do that? And B, it didn't sound purposely like, oh, and next we have that Mojo Rawley guy. Great. It sounded like that was his regular voice. It's like, and up next, stay hyped with Mojo Rawley. Yeah. And it kind of pissed me off because the announcing team tonight was the new guy, Rich, Alex Riley, and Albert / Tensai / whatever else he's been.
Okay, that makes sense because, Sweet Tea, that makes sense because I knew something was off about them because it sounded a lot better in Arrival when we had Regal and we had two other people.
Oh, because Regal's God. Regal does everything well.
I felt really bad because it's just like Regal, I'm assuming either Regal took a sick day or he's just not around all the time. So it's like Regal takes a sick day, replaces him with Albert. Why? All of the why. There's so many people you could have chosen.
Oh, yeah, and I wanted to make sure I threw that out there because I wrote that in my notes, like, Rich, Tensai, and Alex Riley really busting out the star power. I mean, I know it's NXT, so I'm obviously just cracking
jokes. Alex Riley isn't actually that bad, I think,
from what I've seen from backstage. Yeah. They're okay. It's NXT, too, you know, so they don't have to go over the top. But
because it's NXT.
True.
No, because, I mean, from what I've seen from NXT and from, you know, from the characters and everything, they need to do that. I mean, it's a terrible when they sadly get, you know, watered down on the main roster, but as of right now, they need to just go full-on crazy, and I think that's what people need to, you know, because it's a smaller environment, because everyone knows everyone, they need to have guys like Adam Rose, and that's the thing. I see guys like Adam Rose and Danny Burch even, and Bayley and Mojo Rawley and Bo Dallas, and I'm like, huh. I know that there's guys who are like this and girls who are like this on the main roster.
I feel bad for
just
some of them, though, you know, because, I mean, Mojo squashed Sylvester LaFour, and I know very little about Sylvester LaFour, and I kind of feel bad about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where,
well,
like,
I think everyone's just going to get their time, I assume. Like, I would
assume. I hope so.
That, I would hope anyway, that Sylvester LaFour is either repackaged or isn't just dropped, because it's just, that's sad, you know. Mojo Rawley got over him to get on the main roster. It's like he climbed over him, basically. It's like, oh, that's sad.
I mean, and the guys with talent tend to shine through. I mean, earlier in the night we saw, and we didn't mention this, but it takes a quick minute, Corey Graves cut a half a second promo. You know, I think Graves has got a lot of heel aura about him that he just emits asshole, and
you know,
I like
it. Yes, I love his voice because there's something about his voice that, you know, and it sounds, I don't know, I even think it sounds stupid, but it's just because, I think it sounds stupid only because I don't want to say like, oh, someone's voice is going to, you know, make him popular. But there's just something about his voice that just makes you go either like, you know, like, I hate that guy, but
you
he's
know,
also
he
can be very
asshole,
commanding.
You just, you
but
hear
he
him.
Very, yes, but he seems to be very commanding, and I feel as if he's going to go very far because of that, you know, that bit about him. Like, you know, he even though he has these tattoos, still, I think that he will be, you know, pushed up.
Are you saying heels can't have tattoos?
Well,
CM Punk is like 90% tattoo, and he had a great heel run.
Like, I just didn't want to say he'd be the next Punk, but like, I was thinking.
He's not going to be the next Punk, but look, he can have tattoos. Randy Orton has been a heel for months.
But remember though, he gained his tattoos over the years. He didn't pop up with like 80 tattoos. He had like very few. And then he gained, because remember, look at, I was looking at 2006 Randy Orton the other day, and I was like, wow, no tattoos.
Oh, yeah, Young Orton is a great, Young Orton was a very attractive guy, too, to be quite honest.
Oh, definitely. But, oh, definitely.
You know, I see what you're saying with Graves, yeah, because immediately Graves, it's weird, because I think you can either take him the way you did, where it's like, yeah, tattoos are kind of facey, he looks kind of cool, and then there are some people looking like, that guy's a douchebag.
Which is great, because that's what he needs to work
on. Which is great, because it'll fit to the whole, because he just, he emanates assholes.
By the way.
What?
Speaking of assholes. No Tyler Breeze tonight. That kind of made me upset.
No Tyler Breeze. Very disappointed. Again, it all the limitations of a one-hour show. Sucks, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we barely even got, right after the match with Mojo Rawley, we got Brodus Clay's promo, right? And that was all we saw of Adrian Neville, our champion.
Yeah, which is very funny because during Bo Dallas' match, I was like, great, so Adrian's going to fight after him. And then it was the last match when I looked at the time, and I thought, wait, no. Because I assumed Bo Dallas versus Justin Gabriel would be 5 minutes, because that's the same amount of time we've had for every other match.
Right, I mean, because after the Adrian Neville thing, we got the Kali promo, which shocked the life out of me.
I was extremely nervous, and I'm still nervous,
but
because it's like, Kali's in a match.
Genius to put Bayley with him, by the way.
Very genius. And I hope, you see, it's funny, because with her, I mean, again, I haven't seen her wrestle enough, and I think she's great, but still, I would be okay if she got Emma's role on the main roster, where
everybody,
she gets...
Yeah, I was going to argue for that, because everything is better with Bayley, and she knows what she's doing, in terms of, like...
Yes.
She can be what Emma is on Raw right now, and people would be happy with that, because that's what she can do, and she won't be bad at it, because when you put her in the ring... She's pretty fucking talented.
And by the way, Emma's not bad at it either. It's just that it's an issue because the only bit of her I've seen on NXT looks as if, while she is funny, she is also very serious.
Oh, Emma was a lot tougher than what they're portraying her on Raw right now.
And
which
that's
kind
an
of
issue.
Sucks.
Yeah, and that's a big issue. And that's why I am ye of little faith because it's just, all right, woman on the roster, treat her like such. And it's like, you mean treat her like a human being? Well, no, but yeah, a human woman. It's like, you mean a human, like all
also
the other
a quick shout-out to those chatting with us. Yes, Maddie, present-day Randy Orton is still an attractive man. I do not have any qualms about that statement.
Actually, I'd argue, Maddie, that he's more attractive now, if only because, while I'm not a big fan of, like, the facial hair, something about younger Randy Orton makes it look like his face is a bit protruding, like, as if, like, something about younger Randy Orton is like a glitch in a video game.
All I know is the women want to be with him and the men want to be him. Now.
When we watched that live, though, I don't remember if we actually podcasted about it or not on our old Spreaker account.
No, we
did
not.
I remember when we watched that live, I swear, I was just hoping, it was just like, you know, it's like, what was it, wouldn't the woman want to be with him, but it's like, you know, look at your woman, and she wants to wake up with me, you know, wake up next to me. Now, women, look at the men. They want to do the same. Like, I was hoping that was what he was going to say, because it was going to roll off the tongue very well. But sadly, he just said, be me. I was like, oh. I was very disappointed. That could have been great.
Oh, God. It was great, though.
It was, but it could have been better. But, yeah, so here we are again, nearing the end of our show.
Well, we've just got the Bo Dallas, Justin Gabriel appearance thing.
You were very excited.
Yeah, Justin Gabriel, right? Because, again, for anyone who saw the match, Justin Gabriel can work a match.
Oh, yeah.
Moonsault, cross bodies, excitement, sweep kicks. Come on! Sorry.
I think you're an NXT announcer tonight.
Hashtag, but he's no Paige.
Hashtag,
it's okay,
hashtag, but he isn't, is she? But, yes, I really enjoyed the match. As I mentioned before, I enjoyed Bo's breaking down and then JBL coming up to him. It was a really nice segment, you mentioned, which I also thought, you know, myself, very nice line from JBL. You don't have enough people in there to occupy a seesaw.
Yeah, which was excellent because
I don't know if someone wrote that to him
as he came back
up.
On him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which
that
was
just
hurtful.
Beautiful.
And then he got hurt
weird.
By it.
Yes, and it was just, you know, I hope, you know, in the next week or two, it just, you know, he uses this to just drive himself down where, you know, it's like, you know what, I'm leaving. You know, it's like, I'll go elsewhere where I will be loved. Goes to Raw, gets booed out of the arena.
Why not?
That
I wonder what kind
great.
Of reception. It'll be funny because depending on where he debuts, if there's in a smart town, he
yeah.
may end up getting more cheers than boos.
That's true. But honestly, I would hope that he gets, okay, even though he would be working like triple shifts, I'm hoping he ends up being on both, on all four shows, Raw, Superstars, Main Event, and SmackDown.
Why would
after
you ever
gets,
put anyone on Superstars? Do you dislike both?
No. Do you want to know why, though?
I'm listening.
Every single time he comes out, he doesn't get to wrestle. Every single time he comes out, he hears boos, and he gets really upset and then chooses to leave.
No, but that makes him look weak.
No, because he's just... No, but eventually he wrestles the next week and then kicks some major ass. But I want his first initial thing on being like, believe in me, boo, you don't like me either. Just leave.
I don't know. It was funny to see the break in disillusion.
Yes.
In just the way he was. But, I mean, it's been fun talking about NXT. I don't know if we'll do this every week, but it's definitely worth it to talk about every once in a while because NXT, right?
Yes. I mean, I hate to say it, but, like, you know, if there's anything big happening on NXT that we hear about, I would like to. Because I thought, not that this isn't big, because, honestly, this Bo segment was very big, and it's definitely what will push him into this, you know, role on the main roster, but I was hoping for some Paige. Maybe it's your Paige love rubbing off on me, but I was really assuming that we'd get, you know, Paige because of her current win.
Yeah, no, I think through the properties of osmosis, my love for Paige actually transferred into you in a way, because higher source to lower source.
Why?
So, you know, my love for Paige transferred into you, where now you're sort of rising up to my level, where you're like, wow, this Paige girl's pretty,
oh.
You know.
Oh, then yes, up to your level of Paige love, definitely, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were making a short joke, and I was going to kill you.
No. I mean, I never called you short. You called yourself short, which is funny.
That's
I didn't
true.
Screw
I
you.
Do a
Matt
lot.
Screwed Matt.
Yeah, basically. I wanted to make a joke, but no, that's just in itself. That's what I do. But anyway, so we're going to end this, but I would like to say, well, first off, thank you, Angie, for calling. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Thank you, downloaders, for downloading. We have a very high amount of downloading people.
Yeah,
that's what we call them, downloading people.
Really happy, and it's kind of cool,
also,
you know.
Also, I'd like to mention, well, you continue.
No, it's just really cool to think about. I mean, also remember to look up Angie's podcast, College Crew. If anyone else wants to try and connect with us to help us cross-promote, we'd be happy to connect, to be just straightforward about
it. On our Facebook page, those guys on the radio, definitely
right.
Like us. We would love for you to possibly give us some show ideas, you know, just tell us what you thought about the show via comments, things like that. And tomorrow, actually, Satish Ram will be taking a break. We will be doing a 6 o'clock podcast, This Week in Comics, with my fellow co-host, Anthony San Andreas, who actually did the Walking Dead podcast with us a week or so ago. And we'll be talking about the current, what?
No, I'm saying Rocket, go on. You got it.
Oh, yeah. We'll be talking about This Week in Comics, basically the comics that came out on Wednesday. And then, actually, at midnight tomorrow, basically bleeding into Saturday, Satish Ram will be on talking to me about Friday Night SmackDown. Now, that is where some things would happen. There's a chance that if they actually care, that could be a great Fallout SmackDown.
Yeah, and we'll roll with it.
Definitely. So I would like to thank you guys for listening to those guys.
Oh, go screw yourself, man.
Every single time I do that, a piece of Satish dies, which is really hard because I thought he was completely dead inside, but
yeah,
I somehow
found
a way to kill more of him.
You found new parts to kill off that I didn't know existed.
Which is kind of cool because it's like I'm finding
no.
pieces of your heart. Great,
no.
I'm killing them.
No.
But I'm finding pieces of you.
You're more of a heel than me.
But they love me.
Get out.
But all of my believers.
Get out.
Would you like me to get out by playing some music? How about you play us off with This Fire Burns? Please let it be This Fire Burns.
Are you sure that's what you want?
I want This Fire Burns, but I'm really scared. He never plays This Fire Burns, everyone, and I'm really nervous. I don't know what he's going to put on, but please play us off with something.
All right, something, since you asked for it.
All right, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
lascia il mondo con il suo fuoco. Raggiungerò il mio giorno, possiederò la potenza, la vittoria.